Buzzjump Studio 1.5.
Lots of cool features.
Audio mode, day 28. July 28th, 2013. Intro track, Push Out the Boat, by André Louis Freaky Foof at ONJ Music. So today I just wanted to reflect a little bit on the state of music, music sharing, and what we used to call pod-safe music. Is that still used? Pod-safe music? Technically, the music by André at ONJ Music is pod-safe in the sense that he's willingly opened up his library of tunes for people to use in their podcast productions, in their audio boos, in their audio mos, in their Shadowmatics. But and he's been super cool in the sense he just opened up a Dropbox folder. But I'm just wondering, you know, what are the methods today, all you producers out there? Where do you find? I mean, Freaky Foof here is done and gone above and beyond, making his stuff available for your for people's usage. But where? What are other places? What are, you know? I know there's a number of open source, public domain sound effects libraries and stuff like that are available. But finding music, I still feel like, is pretty difficult here in 2013. Now, there used to be a service called IOTA, and I just looked them up, and they're gone. I guess they, in February of 2013, they merged into another company. I only digged very shallow research on this one. But what they did that was really cool, they were a distributor, a digital distribution for musicians and labels. And they worked with a lot of indie producers, and they would, you know, they'd take tracks from a label, and then they'd push it out to all the digital channels, you know, whatever were at the time. Of course, there was iTunes, you know, Amazon, but there were tons of other ones that have come and gone, and then they sort of handled this simultaneous distribution to digital sources. CD Baby does something similar. But one of the cool things they did was they created this thing called IOTA PromoNet. And what that was that was, you know, not only did people have the ability to push out their music, distribute it to all these different music vendors, online vendors, but they could also mark stuff as, well, they didn't use the term pod safe, but available for podcasters to use and promote. And this was great because this meant, you know, there was a source, there was an online service where you could search and discover and get content, get music content to use in your audio programming. And you got rights to it, and they applied a license to it, and it was nicely, the whole system was nicely automated. And we got to meet with those guys, a couple times back in the day, and, you know, but that was when things were just getting started. People were playing in podcasting. This is in 2004 or 5 or whatever. People would just kind of take the risk and play copyrighted material. You know, later that would bite some people in the took us, as they would get takedown notices, and people would have to take down older content, you know, rather than having their entire back catalog, because, you know, they'd get warnings, especially if a show became more higher profile. Just switch to elasticated gas. Glass! Elasticated glass! More Freaky Foof. But so IOTA came, and they made, you know, there was a few different things. There was IOTA PromoNet. There was something called PodSafe Music Network that was part of the Adam Curry company called, that started as Pod Show and later became Mevio. People like CC Chapman of Accident Hash worked on that. And there was the Association, AMP, the Association of Music Podcasters. And it also worked to find ways to clear music, and also, but also to retain the rights and, you know, wishes of the artist, which is a good thing. Everyone's here is trying to create art or message or content. It's good to think about those type of things. So there was that, you know, there was a lot of goodwill there, I think. And things got, you know, there was services popping up, but a lot of those services seems to have shut down. So now you got people, speaking of goodwill, Freaky Foof here, making a ton of content available. He didn't put a license on it, I don't believe. I didn't see a TXT file in there anywhere. He just kind of opened it right up, Andre, right? And that's a lot of goodwill. And I love it. But other podcasters out there, audio booers out there, what are your thoughts on that? Where do you go looking for stuff? I realize we've slightly complicated things with RF. That, you know, there's interesting things with the purity of just a simple voice recording. And our aim has always been a little bit different, you know. Obviously, because I'm coming influenced from the side of the podcasting stuff. But I do want to hear your thoughts. When you go out and you get stuff, when you're finding music, are you thinking about the potential pitfalls if you use something you don't have rights to? Do you make sure you get the rights? Do you reach out to musicians? When you see a band in your town, you run up to them, buy the CD and say, hey, can I play this on my audio boo, on my podcast, on my streaming radio show? Used to be that the bands didn't know what the heck a podcast was. And it's a lot better now. Come a long way, yet there's still a long way to go, probably. That's about it. These are thoughts about music, inspired by Freaky Foof, Andre Louis at ONJ Music. Love to hear your thoughts. Check us out on all the spots. At Boss Jock App on Twitter, on Facebook, BossJockStudio.com, our homepage. Also, BossJockApp@gmail.com. Please say hi. Gonna sign off. Night, everybody. See you tomorrow for Audio Mode 29.